Google has started a project to map the human body. The company says it wants to find out what makes us healthy. The new project is called Baseline Study, and it's looking for volunteers willing to donate all their health data. James Temple is a senior editor with our friends at Recode. He covers health and science, and he joins us from KQED in San Francisco. James, welcome.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, let's start with exactly what Google is doing. Tell us what's going on.
Sure. They basically want to gather a lot of data on a lot of healthy people to create a kind of baseline for what healthy looks like. They're going to be analyzing blood work and saliva, doing full genome sequencing, and I guess collecting hundreds of samples in the end, in the hope that it can provide, you know, they'll then run this through their software algorithms and computer networks and try to find out some insights into how to keep people in the healthy state. There, you know, some headlines have said that, you know, Google is trying to create the perfectly healthy human, but that's way down the line. I mean, I think what they're trying here is to figure out what healthy looks like. They're looking for biomarkers associated with wellness or risk factors for what could signal later onsets of certain diseases. The idea is that you might be able to spot divergences from the norm earlier in the process and adjust for them, either by changing lifestyle or taking medicine in an earlier state, in the hope that you can avoid disease or address it before some of the worst symptoms come to pass.
And is there much difference between what Google is doing here and what has already been done in looking at all kinds of health data and genetic code and trying to find out everything that doctors can, for example, about the human body?
Sure. I mean, it depends on who you're talking about. I mean, most biotech companies, I think it's safe to say, start with specific diseases and work backwards to try to develop treatments after the fact. But we certainly have seen a lot of academic researchers start to look at broad big data studies, specifically looking at the human genome, to try to figure out, to kind of match up what's happening in the human genome versus what's happening in the human body and sort of draw links between the two. So it's, you know, Google is by no means the first to look at things in this particular way. I think one might argue that what could be different here is they are saying that their ambitions are bigger, that they want to collect more data than has been collected before. And the second part would be that Google is really good at the big data side of things. They're very good at creating smart software algorithms that can pull information out of a lot of data. And so I think that's maybe what sets this particular study apart.
And they're very good at advertising to us, which brings us to the question, why does Google want to do this? Why do they want to map the human body?
Sure. I mean, it certainly does not fit into their core business focus of serving up results to your search queries online and matching up ads to those. So why they're doing this depends a little bit on how skeptical you are about Google. There are certainly plenty of people who assume that, you know, they're going to use this as one more piece of data to help match up your search, this data plus your search history, in the hopes of creating ever more complete picture of you so that they can get better at selling you shoes online or something like that. But I actually think that's a little bit of a cynical view. Google has said here explicitly that this effort is purely for science, that it's not going to make its way into a commercial project. And you know, I've covered Google for a long time, and they've certainly made their fair share of privacy mistakes, and I've been critical of them for those at the time, but they also have, you know, demonstrated, I think, many times in the past that they are very interested in peer research at certain points, and they've hired a lot of people, particularly in their Google X research division, who are leading experts in their field that are doing, you know, science for science's sake. Some might think I'm naive for this, but I put this particular study into that bucket.
Well, what are the criteria for the volunteers who might want to? And maybe there's somebody listening right now who's saying, well, who do I have to call to get my health data turned over for this project? But what are the criteria for the volunteers who want to give up that data so that Google can map the human body?
Sure. You know, after I wrote the story about this over the weekend, I got a few inquiries of those sort myself, including some of my family members. I checked with Google. They said they're not really they're not actively seeking, they're not providing a route for people to contact them about this at this point, and they haven't given a lot of clues as to the specific parameters for what they're going to be looking for. We know that they're starting with a small-scale pilot of about 175 people, and that eventually they plan to ramp up and work with Stanford and others to work on a fuller study. But for now, all we really know is what they're looking for are healthy people, because that's the baseline that they're trying to create.
And you have said that you would volunteer to be a part of this study, although Dan Monroe, a contributor to Forbes magazine, responded to you saying, mm-hmm. here's why I'm not volunteering to be a guinea pig for Google's medical study. And one of the things he says is there's a legal risk for the volunteers and that no one can honestly promise you anonymity or confidentiality.
That's right. And that's 100% correct. And what I've said is that in my story, that there is a risk. Anytime you're dealing with a full genomic sequence, it is the thing that makes you you. And so it is inherently identifiable. If there's another public database out there where that information lives, it can be matched up. But what I've said is that I'd be perfectly comfortable participating in this study if they'd have me, because I did a little reporting over the weekend, talked to Google a few times, and got a sense of the specific set of privacy protections that they're putting into place for this. They've basically said, this data is not going to be posted on a public website somewhere. They will be using it internally specifically for their medical researchers to look at this information for the purpose of this their own research, and that down the road, if they find some informative details in here, they may share that information with outside researchers, but only those already working under on studies that have been, past the rigor of institutional review boards. So I was clear in the story that I wrote that it's not about zero risk, but I think the risks are fairly small, in particular compared to what can be gained from studies like this. I think that there's a lot of potential in big data studies to find some novel insights into medicine and health.
James Temple, senior editor at Recode, covers health and science there. James, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.